Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Every summer for the past about 40 years, Circus Smircus, a traveling youth circus, performed nearly 70 shows in small towns across New England. And kids from across the country ages 11 to 18 get to audition, and each year 30 of them make it into the troupe, and they get to travel and perform with the Big Top Circus for 2 months of the summer. Our own Virginia Marshall recently ran away to the circus. I couldn't help myself, sorry. But she just ran away for the morning to Waltham and brought back this audio postcard, beginning with Circus Smircus artistic director Troy Wunderly.
I've been here at Circus Smircus for 19 years. I got my start in Ringling Brothers 21 years ago. I'm a native Vermonter and fiercely proud to be working for a Vermont-based circus. I have 30 teenagers on the road, 30 teenagers age 11 to 18. There are all sorts of challenges. Weather is a huge one for us. People can wake up with headaches. People can get bangs or bruises. These kids have to prove to me at auditions that they have real grit, that they have determination, that they're willing to work hard. And more importantly than not, that this is not to gain applause. I constantly tell the kids that this is a gift, that we have the opportunity to share our passion, that we have a home in which we can do that, and that we have welcoming audiences that are coming to be entertained, to be swept off their feet, to fall in love with this activity.
Hi, my name is Chase Levy. I'm 15 years old, and I'm from Newton, Massachusetts.
My name is Ripley Burns. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
So I am a juggler, I also do a little bit of clowning, and I'm also I do partner acrobatics, which means I'm lifting people up in the air and I'm at the bottom of pyramids.
So I started as a competitive gymnast when I was very young, and as I started to grow out of that, I was looking for something to do that would use the skill set that I had built in gymnastics. So I found a circus gym in my area, and I trained there. I went to Smircus camp, and I auditioned for tour. And now in the show, I'm doing aerials, cradle, flying cradle, handstands, and partner acrobatics.
We're coming from all over the United States, from Seattle to the Boston area to Texas, and we kind of, the first day, we're all together. Like, all these people we'd never met before are all together the first day, and they're all, like, instantly best friends or instantly a family.
Circus is so much fun. I completely recommend it for everyone and anyone, and there's something for everyone in the circus. You don't have to be flipping around. You could be juggling, clowning.
No matter how strong, how flexible, how old you are, everything, anything's for you. It's one of the best things in the world, I think.
Well, that was Chase Levy of Newton and Ripley Burns of Cambridge, two of the young performers in this year's Traveling Circus Smircus. We also heard from artistic director Troy Wunderly. You can find more information about Circus Smircus at our website, radioboston.org.